USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs, the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. And it will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed and partisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Because technology will allow it, NBC broadcasters will not be going to China to call the 2022 Winter Olympics.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. One NBC host will travel to Beijing to cover the first few days of the games before heading to Los Angeles to cover the Super Bowl. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Workers on Wednesday dismantled a giant statue of President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York City's American Museum of Natural History. The equestrian statue of Theodore Roosevelt, commissioned in 1925 and unveiled to the public in 1940, the New York City Public Design Commission voted last June to remove it. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The COVID tests that should have been ready to go this winter were not. Reports are saying President Biden's administration spent COVID testing funds on housing illegal immigrants to the tune of $2 billion, putting illegal immigrants ahead of U.S. citizens, as one congressman calling it feckless. Republican Representative Ben Klein from Virginia on Newsmax Wednesday afternoon.
This administration has handled the COVID testing scandal in a terrible way, putting lives at risk and making Americans wonder who's at the till here, who's in charge of this administration. It's certainly not Joe Biden. His administration has been feckless and wandering when it comes to using this test money, which was allocated by Congress, and instead he's allowed radicals in his administration to redirect this money to provide support and housing for illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's not something that Americans want to see, and I think that there's a majority in Congress right now ready to take action to make sure that taxpayers' money is spent wisely.
2-1-0. Ignition and liftoff.
A package of 49 Starlink satellites that rode a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit Tuesday night from Florida included the 2,000th spacecraft to launch into SpaceX's broadband internet network. In all, 2,042 satellites now surround the planet. The latest Starlink mission was the 35th dedicated Falcon 9 launch to build out the network. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.